So that is the book club. And let's go ahead and let's go, move on to some thank yous, shall
Thank you, Zombie Ducky.
I'm trying to... Oh, Squeaky Ducky's here. Hi there, Squeaky Ducky. We were on Big Fatty's show.
Oh, were we?
Because he was featuring Squeaky Ducky.
Yay.
So I told you that's how we would get on. I make no secret. That's what I do. So
I can feel how much my life's changed already.
Right. So I found the bumper. Here it is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, Squeaky Ducky's here.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1743 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with Squeaky Kitty.
Big Fatty, I think Squeaky Kitty's pissed at Squeaky Ducky.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. Two-thirders, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are two-thirders. You are two-thirders today because y'all, today, the 30th of September, 2014, y'all, we are two-thirds. Two-thirds done with 2014. Big Fatty, where's the time gone? No, is that right? No, this is three. Big Fatty, they're three quarters. Is that right? October, November. Yeah, y'all are three quarters. Big Fatty, you fucking. Poor Fatty. Big Fatty, math is hard. But anyway, y'all, let's see. I don't really have a list. I'm just gonna nab a bit. And so I think I got y'all up to about the end of last week, as far as catching you up on what'd been going on with Big Fatty after he got back from Pride 48. So I guess it's time to talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all now. I'm gonna try to remember the weekend because you know, short-term memory is not your friend when you get to be when you get to be an old fart. Yes, Big Fatty. Never mind. Move forward. Anyway, but y'all on a Friday, y'all, I can't really remember. What I did Friday night, but I do know that I came in and I know what I did. I had mentioned that I bought me that skirt steak. No, was it flat iron steak or something like that? I don't know. It's kind of red meat. And y'all, I cooked it up. I broiled it in my toaster oven, I trimmed up some of that and sliced up some of that, and y'all, I put it on top of a garden salad, and y'all, it was delicious. And y'all, I opened up a bottle of red wine, and y'all, in true Moose Pea fashion, I just finished it off. Big Fatty, you sucked it down in true Moose Pea fashion. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was, I tell you, one of the things that I did a lot this weekend is, y'all, my TV machine, Mativo has just been, y'all, it's needed fiber. It has been so, what do you call it, backed up? Y'all, it was almost full. And so, y'all, I... what I did was I tried to watch a lot of the programs that I've been saving up, and y'all one of the programs that I've been catching up on was the Big Brother. And y'all, I'm not going down in the fat cave to talk about this because, you know, I'm talking about the weekend. But y'all, of course, caught up on the episodes that I missed out there in Lost Wages. And y'all, of course, that Derek won, as everyone thought he would. And he and Cody, Cutie Pie Cody, they were in the... They were in the finals, and y'all, it was it came as no surprise to anyone. Old Donnie, the Beardo, he won the America's Fan Favorite, and y'all, it was nice to just have it come to an end, because y'all, it wasn't the best season. And of course, they all thought it was this is the best season ever. And you know, it was okay. It was a way to get through the summer. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, on Saturday, I slept late. Slept late Saturday morning, y'all. And then old Veda, he started sending me testimonials. Oh, bark, buddy, bark, buddy, bark, buddy, bark, 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 bark. Y'all, is like a clucking chicken. Like a clucking chicken. Bark, 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 bark. So, y'all, I eventually got up and had my brofkas and everything, and y'all, I got a testimonium from Granny, and I got a Twitty from the Haunt Cub today. He sends me a little message. I heart Granny, and you know, it makes me worry a little bit about the Haunt Cup, but that's okay. You know, because you have to love the elderly. That's all there is to it. Be ready. But anyway, Granny says, "Oh, Big Freddy, I've got to work on Sunday morning, and so I'm not going to be able to go out to the Dudley Do-Rights Saturday night." I said, "That'll be fine." So, y'all, I thought, well, this will be an opportunity for Big Fatty to maybe entertain his old, most regular gentleman caller on Saturday night. And as the day went on, you know, I was piddling around the fat cave here, and y'all, I got a hankering. I got a hankering for some racist tortilla chips and salsa. Just as racist as you can get. So y'all, I finally got on the phone with Veda, and I said, "Well, would you like to go get a taco and some chips and salsa?" And he went, "Racist." And so y'all, we did. We went and we just kind of caught up on a few little things, and then, of course, in the middle of my meal, my old, most regular gentleman caller goes, "Hey, Big Freddy, would you like to get together now?" And I said, "Well, I'm having dinner with a friend right now," and you know, that's, you know, he didn't know Veda. So anyway, he says, "Well, I'm going to be watching the big game on the TV machine. So maybe I'll come by after." Afterwards, I said, "That'd be lovely." I said, "Don't get too drunk." And he goes, "Oh, I'll try." And y'all, he got too drunk. So anyway, that's all right. That's all right. He sent me a testimonium on Sunday saying, "Bill Carter, so sorry. I wish I could come over today, but I'm just booked solid." Hey, he booked a solid. But he says, I'll get by that one day this week." And you know, y'all, I'm sitting here by the to see if he's gonna send me a testimonium saying, "Bergwardy, what are you doing?" So anyway, then on Saturday night, you know, y'all, that old Stick It With a Poke, the Stick It With a Poke little show with Gavin and the gang, it's returned from its hibernation. And it was lovely. And y'all, in fact, it was so lovely, we did the opening twice because Gavin forgot to connect to the stream. Ready, poor old thing. And so we had to redo the opening. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. But, you know, it worked out fine. And, y'all, we had a good crew on there, including that George in Atlanta. And, y'all, George is kind of, y'all, he's talk about emerging from hibernation. Spring is coming out all over. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I have no idea. But anyway, so it was lovely to hear George and have him on the little show. And y'all, we just had a good old time. And then Big Fatty watched a little more TV. Then I just went to bed. I said, well, if my almost regular gentleman caller, sends me a testimonium out, the phone's right there by my hearing aid. Big Fatty, turn it up loud. And he flaked out, y'all. He was about drunk. Ooh, Big Freddy, you'd have to be drunk to want to come over and see. Never mind. Ooh, y'all, I don't know why I'm so gassy this afternoon. Big Freddy, because you're alive, that's why. Then on Sunday, no, I take that back. On Saturday, before we went and had dinner at the Mexican restaurant, y'all, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. We hear it. Don't you hear it, Squeaky Kitty? And y'all had to pick up just a couple of little things there. Y'all, I wanted to make me some Italian Mussolini spaghetti. And y'all, I didn't have any ground beef. And so I bought a couple of pounds of that. Y'all, I got me some crumbled blue cheese. And y'all then Sunday, I made me another one of those steak solids, but I had crumbled blue cheese to go in it. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. I got some white gourmet. I don't know what that is. But I got white gourmet, y'all.
Big Freddy, it sounds awfully racist.
Y'all, I bought apples. Y'all, I bought 3 Honeycrisp apples because those are the ones that I like the best, y'all. And evidently, I was in the gourmet or the... Oh, what? It's not the gourmet section. It's the organic section. And y'all, 3 apples cost me $7.50. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. You know, $2.50 a piece for an apple. What is that white gourmet? Y'all, oh, I know what it was. I got Orville Redenbacher white gourmet popcorn. And y'all, cause the white popcorn, Big Freddy, racist. It's just more tender and all than the yellow, and the hulls aren't bad and all that kind of stuff. And you know, every once in a while, you just gotta have a little popcorn. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, y'all, I spent $25.88, $7.50 on that on 3 apples, Big Freddy. And y'all, I saved $4.72. Yes, Big Freddy. And you got 3 expensive apples. And y'all, as I always do when I went by the Von's East, I went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, I picked up. I already picked up a couple of things. But y'all, there was another can. cat. There was another cat. Then, y'all, it's an orange cat. So it makes me think there it might be a spooky cat. So I'm going to hold off on that one. Now, Princess Hana, if that's not a spooky cat, let me know and I'll go ahead and open it. Otherwise, I'm going to wait until the month of doom and gloom.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Big Fatty, there may be litigation. Maybe not, y'all. But I'm going to, first of all, I'm going to open the Gus Chad can, which was supposed to get here before I went to Lost Wages. And it says, first of all, y'all, it looks like the Lost Wages sign, that iconic sign. But instead of Lost Wages, it says Big Fatty. But y'all, it's just, Gus Chad always decorates the envelope so nice. But it says, have fun in Vegas. Can't wait to hear the show. Well, guess what, Gus? You've already heard it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we're just going to open it up here. Big Fatty, look at here. Y'all, it was a... there are several things in here. First of all, there's a picture of Adam Burns, old crooked cap. It's Adam Burns' love child, and y'all, it is a young person in a little purple shirt, wearing a tie and a backwards baseball cap, and y'all, instead of a head, it's a melon. Baby, that's vulgar. Anyway, but there's a cat here, and it says, and y'all, there's a squirrel. Squirrel on the front of it. Squirrel, squirrel. As a trademark, turnip head. Says, when in Vegas, guard your nuts. Be ready, vulgar. And you open it up. It says, always drink responsibly. And y'all, it's a picture of a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. And it says, and always what happens in Vegas during Pride 48 doesn't always stay in Vegas. And y'all, it's Big Fatty teeing in the bathtub. Big Fatty, why did you do that? I don't know. And then on the back it says, have fun and play safe. And y'all, then there's a picture of the melon with an orifice cut into it.
Hey, Gus Chad's as vulgar as you.
Gus, thank you so much for that. And I'm sorry it didn't get in here prior to going to Lost Wages, but you know, sometimes that's just the way it is. Y'all got a postcard, and y'all on the front of it is a dog dressed as a chef serving up a lobster, and y'all, it is from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive, and it says, greetings, we made it to Nantucket without incident. The sun is bright, the weather cool, just what is needed for a relaxing vacation. Since we are familiar with the island, we're sleeping, drinking, dining in style, and thinking of you.
Big Fatty, that's so sweet. It is sweet.
Well, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, thank you so much for including Big Fatty in your vacation plans. Y'all, speaking of the weather is cool, y'all, the Charleston weather, the weather at was just on. And y'all, we're supposed to go down into the 50s overnight lows starting like on Thursday or something like that. And y'all, the highs are only in the 70s this week. So, dear, I see. And y'all, the Vons, would have loved, just absolutely loved the weather here in Charleston today. Y'all, it was nothing but rain. Rainy and cool.
Big Fatty, it sounds depressing.
Well, no wonder the Vons likes it.
Big Fatty!
But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely final day of September. Y'all, starting tomorrow, you can put your witches and your scarecrows out, and Seda 69 and Cindy, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, what can we expect from you during the month of October, huh?
Oh, Squeaky Ducky's here.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.